information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to the Mary Goulet Show, cultivating a rich interior. Now, here's Mary.
Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to be back on the air in my original home of WSRadio.com. You can download the app. I did. It was super fast and easy to get it on my phone, so you can listen on the go. If you'd like to call in, talk about anything, I'll give you a little bit more of a lead-in about what the show's going to be about. But the phone number is, if you just want to say hi, 866-977-2346. And that is #1, extension 1. Okay, there you go. That's new because we have Studio A and Studio B, and being in radio is probably one of the most fun things to do. So if you ever have a hankering for that, check out WSRadio.com. Okay, so I'm back. I've had many years on the radio. Gee whiz, going back to 2002, and I have my soon-to-be 12-year-old here with me. She, Portia, she runs my video. Gosh, I think I started my show when she was 6 months old. So WS Radio has been in my life for a very long time. And if you remember, I used to be part of Momstown and did Momstown Reality Radio. Then we had the Momstown TV. And I love that journey. It was wonderful. I'm also thrilled to be back doing what I started in 1997. Gosh, I'm dating myself, which is go with your gut and how to make decisions you can trust. So I titled this show, subtitled it, Cultivating a Rich Interior. Because anymore, if we can't rely on ourselves for the right answers in our lives in whatever area of our life, then we're constantly questioning and looking to others for them to give us what we should know for ourselves to be right. Now, I'm not saying you don't bounce things off of people, but I'm going to give you some ideas on how to know your nature, how you typically would make your own decisions, what makes you cave and do something you're like, I knew I shouldn't have done that, or how to develop the courage to do what you know you should do, even though it's not really what you want to do. And it would, you know, it ends up better because you did the right thing. For yourself, for your life, for moving forward. I think that all of us have some kind of passion or something that we want to achieve, but we just get in our own way. And so I'll cover why that happens, how that happens, and simply with the awareness of your own nature, it's going to change how you look at situations, opportunities, challenges, and aspirations. So that's what's so exciting about Go With Your Gut. You can get this, I think, on my website, on Amazon.com. And there's an MP3 audio version of it. There's even a song. A good friend of mine, Rusty Nails, wrote me a Go With Your Gut, you know, how to trust yourself song. So, yeah, that's the big time when Rusty Nails writes a song for you. So to get us started, people always ask me, how do you know you're hearing your gut instinct, your intuition, that voice? Let's define it. It's that voice inside that when you're just meandering through your day, all of a sudden somebody will say, hey, do you want to go do this? And the voice will say, no, don't go. And then you'll go, yeah, and they're pressuring you. Come on, let's go, let's go. And then you say, something tells me not to go. Right when you put in there, something tells me, the other person never challenges that. No one will stop and say, come on, what do you mean something tells me? Because it's universal. We all have that feeling. We all have that experience when you're like, something tells me I should check on this or I should do that or not do this or not do that. And we pretty much will go with it. The only time that we don't go with it is when we really, really, really have an attachment to it. And I'll give some examples of that because one quick example is if you really did want that person to say, hey, come with me, let's go here, and you really were hoping that would happen, and then when he uttered it, that voice popped in and said, don't go. And then you start arguing with yourself, but I want to go. Don't go. But I've been waiting for him to ask me to go. Don't go. That's when it's tougher to admit something's telling you not to go. So when we have an attachment in life at all toward anything, then we struggle making the proper choice. So where do we make the choices from? Three places. Our ego, which I started in the beginning when I came with this material. The ego, I kind of put in the realm of the mind. And then our second place is our emotions. And that I put in the realm of our heart. And then the third place is, of course, our gut instinct, our intuition, that still small voice, that voice that screams at us sometimes like, hey, don't go. So the distinction is what matters. If you can understand which each one is and what they do, then you'll never forget this material. I'll tell you once, you won't be able to forget it. And I've had people say that, thanks a lot, Mayor. Now I know when I'm going against my gut and I'm going to probably regret it or suffer some consequence. And I said, well, why don't you just go with it? You know, learn what your gut is trying to tell you. It's kind of like following the breadcrumbs of your life is listening to your gut. So what I typically, this book starts out, the first chapter is don't follow your heart. And I started it with the first chapter because everyone uses in their vernacular, follow your heart. What is your heart saying? What does your heart tell you? And that's wonderful and lovely, and it's great for country music, the songs, and it's great for, you know, sounding compassionate and sympathetic and romantic. It's romantic. But the heart, our emotions, because they're linked, they are not a good system to rely on for making good decisions, solid decisions. So if we're having, like I use this example when I go out and speak, let's say you're a girl and you're super excited for your day ahead. You've got some great meetings planned. You've got different things going on and a wonderful dinner later on. So you jump out of bed, get in the shower. You're feeling great. And then you get out of the shower, go to put your jeans on or your skirt on, and they're tight. What happens? Instantly, you went from, right on, I'm going to have a great day, I'm looking forward to it, to, oh, now this is too tight, I haven't taken the time to work out, I'm eating too much, now this doesn't fit, and it kind of changed your mood. And that's kind of what the emotions do, they change our mood. And if our mood cannot be relied upon for consistency, then how can we make consistent decisions? So, Portia, you just kicked the tripod. It's okay. So, we're giving this a shot, the videos, to see if we can load them up on YouTube. Being in a real radio station, some of these shows are done that way, and it's kind of fun. And sometimes people don't want to just listen to it. They want to also see who the person is and what the studio looks like. And when I have guests, absolutely be videotaping. So anyway, again, that's one of the reasons why I start out the book with don't follow your heart, because our heart is our emotions and they go up and down and up and down. You know, 10 times a day we can feel like, oh, I'm excited about that. Oh, darn, that bill arrived. Oh, I was looking forward to this client. Oh, they canceled again. So we're not unstable. It's just that's not the most surefire place to go to make a decision. Okay, so then what about the realm of the mind and the ego? Our ego is extremely powerful. We were taught at very young ages to use your head. Didn't you think that through? Always being trained on that level of the thought process, and that's wonderful. That's very helpful. However, if you want to, you could go back in time and say, oh, I remember when I made that decision. I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I did it anyway. Because the mind is, the ego is so powerful because it is perfected manipulating events and people, not in a vicious way, but sometimes maybe in a not so nice way, but we kind of want what we want. And so we think that if we get what we want, then everything will be great. So we take those steps to get what we want. So we will make excuses for why we're doing something or not doing something. We'll have a lot of explaining, like, okay, so if I do this, it's because of that and this and that. And so there's a lot of chatter, a lot of internal chatter, and a lot of trying to control other people and rationalize different things we're doing, justifying them. And we'll speak in a lot of sentences, paragraphs worth of sentences that we're going to go through that we think if we keep coming up with these sentences and explaining things, then we'll get what we want. So very powerful. And one other trick to this is that we're typically a heart decision maker, emotional decision maker, or an ego mind decision maker. We kind of default to one or the other. So after the break, I'm going to talk a little bit about your nature, and then we're going to get into our gut and see how often we know we've used it, and maybe talk about why do we do that. So thanks for being on The Mary Goulet Show. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
In the military, things can change in an instant. The Navy Mutual Aid Association, we understand, because it's our life too. That's why our dedication to serving the life insurance needs of our military veterans and their families is unrivaled. Navy Mutual offers superior life insurance protection without military service restrictions and limitations. A single focus on providing the peace of mind military families are looking for. That's what we do. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve. Call 800-628-6011 or go to NavyMutual.org.
Bring the San Diego sun inside through spotless windows from Blue Ocean Window Cleaning. Dirty, smeared windows keep us from the bright, sunny days we love. Get back that spring day feeling with a professional window cleaning from Blue Ocean. Affordable, thorough, and necessary. Clean windows will bring the new life to your home or business. Get a quote online anytime at blueoceancleaning.com and find out how bright your world can be through spotless windows from Blue Ocean.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.vinvillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.
Hi, I'm Linda Zweig. Listen to Del Mar Fairgrounds Radio every Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. We host over 350 events every year at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, including the award-winning San Diego County Fair. That's Del Mar Fairgrounds Radio, 2 to 3 p.m. every Thursday at wsradio.com.
Take a break from politics. Tune in and learn something. WS Radio shows are worth your time and are filled with tips and advice. Add us to your lunch routine and we'll give you a meal for your mind.
Too many people become victims of frivolous lawsuits and scammers simply because they were unprepared. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Asset protection is not only for the wealthy. Our strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can help you. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.